risk herself in any kind of danger. Thus the soul, inebriated by divine love, needs nothing, and in spite of all the obstacles, directs herself to wherever zeal for the spouse's honor indicates. Indeed, this wine of contemplation always intoxicates souls in such a way that it makes them truly sober and chaste, oblivious to the world, and transported up to heavenly things.
In the Hebrew, instead of beloved, we read love. The spouse's endearment is very great.
But this intoxication occurs in many ways. The spirit is sometimes so great and so powerful that the inebriation reaches that profound sleep, more properly called ecstasy. Here, the interior and exterior faculties cease, for the senses of sight and hearing, etc., do not see or hear. The imagination ceases, as do the interior appetites. Only the understanding and the will, in a certain way, keep vigil. And because the understanding and the will are penetrating and loving, and all the other faculties are asleep, alienated, and ceasing to function, the bride says, "I sleep," and my heart stays awake. That no one disturbs them. There indeed the soul sleeps the sweet sleep of mystical contemplation, still enraptured by the new wine from the divine spouse's wine cellar. He esteems this sleep so highly, considers it to be so necessary and beneficial, that at whatever cost he wants it to last as long as necessary, without anyone daring to interrupt it. And for this reason, he charges the daughters of Jerusalem, who still do not understand these mysteries, not to awaken her until she please, and charges them by all the interests of their zeal, by the gazelles and the hinds of the field. The misguided, to whose pursuit they want the bride to dedicate herself, believing that she's wasting her time sleeping in holy contemplation. This divine sleep of love, as if external works were all that matters. In order to correct this lamentable mistake, he earnestly charges them not to awaken her until it is time, for she accomplishes more by being asleep like this, more even for the good of her neighbors than all she could possibly achieve through great work and labor and active life. For it is here that she gains strength and receives knowledge and skill. It is here that she pleads with God for the conversion and advancement of souls and acquires the ability to attract, win, soften, and change hearts. And finally, it is here that she enters into the spirit of divine love, so as later to exhale everywhere the sweet fragrance of Jesus Christ, with which to win countless hearts for Him. What a sweet sleep is had, resting in the arms of God and our